Wow, what a week of miracles, huh? Wow, great. Yeah, we just congratulate Propers and Little Johns just for there you go. You jumped the gun, man. Oh, yeah, there's our miracle. There's our miracle. There's Amelia Ruth Fredo. That's my youngest daughter, my baby's baby, you know, yeah, woo, welcome to the world. She looks just like me, you can't see all her hair, but yeah, what a wonderful miracle. And you know, like Propers, it, you know, the whole thing just didn't happen perfectly, you know, the way we imagined it was going to happen. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, life kind of takes you by surprise, doesn't it, Johnny? Oh my goodness. And it was just part of this journey, you know, that we're all on, like Joseph and Mary, you know, Joseph and Mary. And that's what we get to really celebrate. The next 4 weeks is this Advent season. This is the first Sunday of Advent. We're going to leave that up. Oh, the whole time I thought, what? Oh, it's a season of babies, you know, it's a season of babies. And it doesn't always happen the way you think it's supposed to happen. And if you want details, ask Sandy about it, or you can ask me. But, you know, there was a lot of crying and a lot of anger and some frustration and things. Some things were out of order and some things got back in order, you know. How many understand that journey, you know? How many understand that journey, especially when you have children? We get to really celebrate that, you know? We get to celebrate how God can redeem all that. I mean, He is able to redeem all that. And we can speak peace on earth. And it flies. I mean, tell you, it flies right in the face of the reality that we see every day. Yeah. Peace on earth. That's what our whole theme is going to be on this month. Peace on earth, and I get to kick it off. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men. And it's just such a wonderful time. You know, it's such a wonderful time. Today also is the first day of Hanukkah, you know, a festival of lights, which starts tonight at sundown. And then there's, you know, Festivus for the rest of us. And I don't mind saying happy holidays. I don't mind it at all. Doesn't bug me. It's a holy day. Happy holy day. We own it. It's ours. I love it. You know, it's just all over the place. When you ride down the street, like last night, we're coming home. Oh, yeah, this week also, on the same day we had the baby, my daughter moved into her new house. Wow. Woo! Man, I'll tell you, it makes your heart kind of beat fast. And so, you know, we're riding home and you see all these houses lit up. Oh my gosh, these people go all out. It's so incredible. What is the incentive for all of this lighting up, you know? What is the incentive of this? Well, it's God, folks. I'm telling you. It's just a God thing that, oh, I want to light up my house. I want to light up my trees. I want to light up my life. I want to light up the world, you know? I mean, and a lot of people don't even know it. You know, they have no idea. And it's just part of the journey, part of the journey. You know, when we talk about peace, that's why I wore this T-shirt. How many remember Woodstock? Anybody here remember? There's one. There's one. The kids are all gone. They don't remember. You know. So when I wear this T-shirt, people go, "Were you at Woodstock, Dave?" You know. And I go, "We were all there, man." Bobby and Jimmy and Joni. And no, Joni wasn't there. And, you know, Janice was there. And I said, man, we were all there, man. You know, and you know what was billed as? 3 days of peace and love in the country. In a rural setting. 3 days of peace and love in a rural setting. So there's a hunger for peace. There's a hunger for peace on earth. And you know what? I wanted peace. I wanted peace, man, you know? And I found Jesus. I didn't want Jesus, I'll tell you. I was not looking for Jesus. I thought I knew all about Jesus. I was raised in a Catholic setting, you know. I thought, well, I knew everything about Jesus. I was an altar boy. How close can you get? You know, I was right up there in the altar with him. But I found Jesus and was a part of an incredible, what they call the Jesus movement. The Jesus movement. And God is still moving. How many know he is still moving? So the big question was, not was I there, was Jesus there? And as soon as I asked that question last week, you know what? God came back to me. He says, where sin abounds, Jesus much more abounds. Jesus much more abounds. Because when we look at that mess out in the country, you know, people wallowing in the mud and sinners, you know, all kinds of things going on. You might, you know, we can't take Jesus away from sinners. Jesus loves sinners. If there's a situation where sin is abounding, folks, Jesus is right there. Where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. Sin will never overtake grace. Nothing will overtake Jesus, 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 Jesus. Nothing. God's got plans. God's got big plans, I'm telling you. And we have to fly in the face. We have to defy what's going on in the world on a daily basis. We have to be that people of faith. I want you to look in Mark this morning. Look in the Gospel of Mark. Mark, we're going to start at verse 35. I love flying in the face of defying frustration and anger. I love bringing peace to the settings I can come to. Do I do it all the time? No. But when the Holy Spirit is upon me, I can bring peace into a setting. See, I can transfer the peace that's in me into that place. That's how he wants to use you in this hour. He wants to allow you to be that person that transfers the peace that's already in your heart into the place. That's how he wants to use you. That's how he wants to use you. And there's plenty of places to be used today. You know, I like Doug. He's a lighting specialist. You see, he shows, I love Facebook because he shows where he lit up the last place. Oh, that was a great place. Woo, there's a call in his life. Bring light, more light, Lord, more light. You know, he goes there, brings this light, this confidence to people. I can do this. I can do this, you know. I see it as a prophetic thing, a gifting. I mean, wanting to bring light into people, to light up their homes. Woo! I hope you're praying over them. You know, I mean, it's just so wonderful. But we have to see things in the spirit, or we'll just get depressed and frustrated and get dragged in. And we have this opportunity the next 4 weeks. 4 weeks. Mark them, okay? The next 4 weeks to really let the Holy Spirit be the light of the world. Be the light of the world. It says right there, it says in verse 35, it says, on the same day when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. So it's about journey. It's about journey. And what day was it? It was the same day that he was giving all the talks to them all day long. You think our services are long? He was on that mountain all day long, trying to you know, get the people to understand about the kingdom of God. We're not talking about the United States of America. We're not talking about Russia. We're not talking about Ukraine. Oh my gosh, there's so much going on. We're talking about the kingdom. We're talking about a heavenly kingdom that you're part of. You know, I'm all for nationalism, okay? But I'm a child of God first, I'm telling you.
Amen.
Amen. That's where my hope lies. I mean, really, really, I've been lived long enough, voted enough to not put my faith in men. I put my faith in God. See, I was looking for peace in all the wrong places. But on the journey, he got me to Jesus. And I had no intention of getting in that boat. We're crossing over, getting the boat. Not me, thanks. I don't like boats, you know what I mean? How many like boats? You like boats? Oh my gosh, they scare me. You can't get out, you know what I mean? You're stuck, you know, you're stuck. You're going over the other side. You're stuck. Whew. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. On that same day, what are they asking him? The kingdom of God is like a man that scatters seeds on the ground. So he's trying to give them ideas of what this kingdom, he's trying to transfer their thinking, you know, of what they are in the natural, because they're in a terrible situation. How would you like to live in the Roman occupation under Caligula? I don't know if that was the guy, but, you know, I mean, or whoever. Who was it? Kathy, you know who it was they were living on?
I think it was Caesar or Augustus.
One of those wicked guys. Yeah, I mean, they were bad. You think we got it bad? These guys were bad, you know, lighting the Appian Way with, you know, Christian bodies. And, I mean, come on. Stuff was tough, you know, and Jesus knew it was tough for them. Making the transition from nationalist thinking to kingdom thinking. And that's what we're in that place today. We're really in that place, because if all our hope is in the nation, we're going to be depressed. We're going to be angry. We're going to be frustrated. Oh, and he says on that same day, it says, he said to them, what is the kingdom of God like? What does it look like? See, we want to have that idea, that hope. We have to be able to give that hope of what lies within us. Why are we so happy? Why are we so hopeful? Why are we so enthusiastic about this thing? So he says to them, he says, let's cross over. And he's saying to you this morning, are you ready to make the transition to stinking thinking? From stinking thinking to joyful, peaceful thinking, to goodwill towards men? Peace on earth? Are you going to transfer, make that transfer?
Yeah.
Are you ready to go? You know, we're standing on that threshold. We're just standing on the edge of something. I think we're standing on the edge of something really great that's going to happen, mm-hmm. You know? And he says, are you ready to get in? You know how getting in a boat is. You know, I don't know. I'm not ready to get in. But fortunately, we have leaders like Sandy and, you know, and Doug and myself and others that, man, come on, get in the boat. Get in the boat. You need to get in. We need to cross over. We need to make this connection. We can't be so connected to what's going on that it rules our hearts and our minds. We can't be so caught up in what is happening every day on a daily basis. Oh my gosh, even just some of the stuff I listen to coming in and the people who, you know, are in paradise. It's so strange. It's a weird thing. Paradise on earth has been burnt to the ground. Is that a prophetic picture? Oh, my goodness. And the people that are living out there, you know, I wish I could run out there and fix it somehow. What can I do? But it's too big. It's beyond us. It's beyond all of us. But we can pray and we can be effective where we're at. It's time to get in that. You know, you can't have peace without faith in something bigger than the storm. I experienced that. Many of you in this room are champions of that. You're champions of having faith in something bigger than the storm, bigger than broke, okay? Bigger than cancer. Bigger than, many of you are champions, have become champions of being bigger than that, because you have a bigger God. Yeah. You have a much bigger God. He's become bigger to you. And the storm can look big. See, it's the same day that he's trying to instill faith in you, that same day that he's trying to instill faith in you, he's talking about the mysteries of the kingdom. How can this be? How can we have peace when all this is falling apart? It's a mystery. It's called the mystery of the kingdom. How many feel part of that kingdom? See, I feel part of that kingdom. I lose it. Yeah, I lose it. Oh, my goodness. I lose my peace. But I got guys to get me on board. You know, 4:30 this morning, little exchange we had. What was I doing up? I couldn't wait to get here. 4:30 in the morning, I'm up. Why am I up? I should be sleeping in. You know what I mean? My kids can sleep in so good. You know, and here I am up and, what, we're praying, reading the Word, seeing what God has to say, you know. I mean, and I got other people that are up with me, standing with me, side by side, you know, that we can engage in this thing, a community of believers, a community of faith. The thing that I heard this morning, they were talking to a principal of a high school in Paradise, California, and he says, our community structures are all gone. Our churches are gone. Our schools are gone. He says, the things that held us together, we take this morning so for granted. We just take it for granted. Oh, it's always going to be here, you know. I'm telling you, this is the time to strengthen. This is the time to strengthen those bonds with one another. Bonds with another. If this was gone, then we'd still be able to connect. We'd still be able to connect at a deeper level because of our faith, because of our God. Oh, because of the kingdom of God, that we put our trust in the kingdom. That's what we're doing. You know, it's not our trust in political leaders or governments, not in man's ability, but faith in God's ability. Oh, have you learned that, Johnny? You've learned that. I mean, it comes down to you guys. I mean, they're doing wonderful work, you know. Do we have that slide? I wanted to show you that slide that Nikki put up. Oh my gosh, this is an incredible slide. Maybe some of you saw it. Let's read this. It says, I have taken you along a path. See, that's a journey, folks. We're all in this journey together, but I can't rush your journey. I can't force you to be where I'm at in faith. He brings you along in that journey through these kind of things. He says, I've taken you along a path, okay, that has highlighted your need for me. It's no longer, I got this. I got this, God. No. I mean, it highlights the need, your need for God, placing you in a situation where your strengths were irrelevant and your weaknesses were glaring and evident. Woo! Man, that shows up sometime in life. Young people, that shows up sometimes in life, you know. You're not indestructible. You're not, you know, you have not got this. Trust me, I've been around long enough. You ever marry the wrong person? Anybody here? A few of us, okay. Ooh, yes. But you know what? On the journey, God can redeem all that. Do you know that? You don't have to live in shame. You don't have to live in, oh, I made the biggest mistake of my life. No, you can move on just like this. Your weaknesses are glaring. Through the arid of these desert marches, I have drawn you closer and closer to myself. You have discovered flowers of peace blossoming in the most desolate places. Well, if Nikki was here today, I'd have her testify where she found those things, you know? Where she found those places. Just along the route, she's found those places of moisture and beauty that she can live on. It says, you have learned to thank me for hard times and difficult journeys, trusting that through them, I accomplish my best work. Whew. That's hard to do. It's hard. Yes. I mean, I am not at that point where I said, thank you, God, for cancer. I'm just not there. I can't. I mean, at least I can say the word now. You know, there was a time when I could not even say the word. It was too scary. It was too big. But I serve a God bigger than.
Amen.
Amen? Bigger than. Bigger than broke. Bigger than not knowing how. Not knowing how. Bigger than failure. Bigger than failure. Oh, you can learn so much from old people who already paid the price, you know. We've already paid the price. Young people, you don't have to marry the wrong person. You know, my first marriage, I married the girl because we liked the same music. That doesn't hold you together, you know? We're a really good groove together, you know? No, that just does not hold it together in the tough times. Oh, there's got to be something bigger. Think of Mary and Joseph on their journey. The shame they must have felt. The not knowing. Just think of it. We're celebrating this. We're celebrating them not knowing. We're celebrating them, the shame. We're celebrating that they didn't do it right according to the law, okay? We're celebrating that. Somehow God is so big, he can redeem all that and bring a joyous season of celebration and beauty out of it. Beauty from ashes. Oh my goodness. We get to celebrate that. It's wonderful. It's incredible. He said, oh, let's cross over. Let's cross over from seeing everything as awful and horrible and a big mistake and sinful. Let's cross over to the other side where there's joy and peace and love and hope and faith. That's the kingdom we're in. It's the kingdom of his dear son. And he's trying to reveal that. We live in a time of revealing. That's what we live in, this time of revealing, when Jesus is being revealed like he's never been revealed before. I'm telling you, I see Jesus better than I've ever seen him before, and I saw him through that kind of hardship, through that difficult. I understood his love greater in that time of hardship. Oh, my goodness. Do I want to have to go through this? No, I did not, but somehow, with your faith, the doctor said, he said, you can get through this. You know why? He says, you're in pretty good health and you have a strong faith. The doctor said that to me. And you have a great support group. Not everybody has that, folks. Not everybody has that kind of thing. Oh, and when they had left the multitude, not everybody wants to go. They rather stay on the other side and just moan and complain. Have you been in that group? You know? Oh, you know, I used to be a drunk. Did you know that? I used to be a terrible drunk. And so, you know, I mean, the bar was the worst place for complaining and griping, all right? And I hadn't been there in a couple of years. So I started going by and stopped in. My stool was still there, you know? And all those guys were sitting there complaining about their wives, complaining about their presidency, complaining about the country, just complaining the whole time. I said, wow, this is what I've missed. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, for breaking me into reality, okay? And the real one is the only one that can break you into reality. Because people are living in false identities, you know? How many know what my false identity was? Come on. Yeah, honky tonk Stardust Cowboy. Didn't even like horses. Ooh, drugstore cowboy. You know what I mean? Oh my gosh, I still got the boots. Love to wear them. Oh, come on. And they took him in the boat. And the other little boats were also with them. So they have this little flotilla of people who want to cross over. That's the church. That's the picture of the church. Crossing over out of fear into faith. Crossing over from hopelessness to hope. you know, crossing over from anger and frustration into love and into joy, into peace. We're crossing over. We're making the trip. We're on the journey. And when you don't feel like it, you know, you can call Rhonda and she'll help you feel like it. You know what I mean? Or how many have done that? Oh, my goodness, you know. Or you can text Ken or Johnny, you know. Or you can touch people out there, you know. Or you know, it's just, that's what a community is about.
Right.
Some in big boats and others in little boats, and we're all making this journey together. It's a journey of faith. And Mary and Joseph are the picture of it. They're just this picture, this rugged couple, all right? Not perfect. How many know that, you know? Who are on this journey to birth something incredible above and beyond what they can even expect. That's what we're doing here, folks. Christ in us, the hope of glory. We're birthing something. We're transferring something. In a great storm, the word is megas. I mean, a great storm, a windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. Oh, my goodness, how many been in that place, you know? I can't take anymore. I'm filled. The boat's filling up, you know? I'm broke again. I'm frustrated again. Oh, you're not alone. It happens to all of us. It's happened to all of us in this room. All of those kind of thing. You know, my journey looked like a train wreck, you know, until Jesus got on board. Dude, dude. Oh, that's what's going on. It's not a train wreck. Jesus is on board. And he was in the stern, asleep on the pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Oh, my cries in the night. How many have cried that out in the night? Don't you care, God? Don't you hear me? Don't you feel my pain? Whew. Why is this happening to me? You know, this shouldn't happen to me. Why do we always think it shouldn't happen to me? It should happen to somebody else, you know? Because I've told you, you're special. You know, you're the best idea God ever had, really. I mean, I'm telling you that, and then something happens bad, and you go, you know, what's this all about? Whew. I don't know. And they had the same inclination, same cry, same worry, same fears. "Teacher, don't you care? Don't you care?" And he arose and he rebuked the wind. Wow, that's incredible. He rebuked the wind. God's ability in the face of overwhelming odds. How many are facing something that just seems overwhelming to them? Anybody? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, there you go. Thank you for your honesty. I am too, man. We're in the same boat. I guess we must be in the same boat, you know. Oh, wow. But we have him on board, and he's not asleep. He's up. He's moving. He's rebuking. He said to the sea, "Peace be still. Peace be still." Say that with me. Peace be still. See, we have to say that to our minds. You have to say that to you. I've meditated on that. I was meditating on that this morning. Peace be still. You know, I'm at the point in where I'm at that sometimes I can go hours without thinking that I'm going to die from this. Yeah. And I go, oh my gosh, I haven't thought about this for over, you know, the last couple of hours. There was a time where I could not stop thinking about it. But God's bringing me along. I have to speak to my mind. Peace be still. Why? Because the mind's a poor leader.
That's right.
Yes, the mind is a terrible leader. We have to be led by the Spirit.
Yes.
And we go in and out. You know, we're developing it. On the journey, we're developing this trust, yeah. This faith. And just when we think we got it, we're broke again. You know? Something happens, that something comes up, you know? Something that comes out of the ordinary, but becomes a blessing, really becomes a blessing. You know, we can testify that. You know, we're transferring from worldly thinking to kingdom thinking. And what is already real can only, we can only receive from true reality. Jesus is the true reality of what's going on in this realm, in this world. And he said, he rebuked the wind. He said, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was great tranquility. Whew. That's where we're headed toward. That in any storm of life, whatever we're in, that peace can come. That peace can come. And I thank you guys for helping me find that place. To find that place, to be there for me, and helping me to cross over into that place. We really do just need each other. And he says to them, "Why are you so fearful?" I hear that this morning. Why are you so fearful? Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? He had spent all day teaching them about the kingdom and about the faith as a grain of a mustard seed. Is anybody listening? teaching is a poor vehicle. Really, I can stand up here and teach you and spit on you and you know, as I'm speaking. Sorry. And but the experience is the journey is where you get it. I think you asked for testimonies, didn't you, Sandy? Did anybody come up with that?
We're gonna have some.
Not today. Oh, okay. Yeah, I wish Nikki was here to testify. What?
Nikki's on for next week.
Oh, is she on for next week? Oh, great, great. Glad I know what's going on here. Thanks for filling me in. Okay, I'll look forward to that. Wow, that's great. And he said there was a great calm that settled. A great calm that settled. Oh, I love that place. And it's the same word. Megas tranquility. Great calm. And he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly. Oh, what a crew, huh? What a crew. I mean, in and out, in and out. How many know that? In and out. I'm in, I'm out, I'm in. I got 1 foot in the land, 1 foot in the boat. Oh, my goodness. And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "Who can this be? Who can this be? That even the wind and the sea obey him." Wow. Who can this be? You know, if the wind and the sea can obey him, can't I? You know, we need to learn how to really speak into our situations and transfer that peace that's in us to the situation, because it's in there. It's not out there someplace. It's in here. It's right in ours. Christ in us. The peace of God that passes all understanding. It's right there. It's right there. Let's end on Psalm 4:6. You know, we're going to have communion this morning, and I have this song I want to end with. So I'm going to ask the ushers to pass out the communion. You know, God has left us a tangible gift, which is communion. It's something we can partake of together to say we are of the same mind. We are of the same faith. We are of the same belief. Yeah, we blow it. We really blow it. But we can remind it. On a weekly basis, because we do it here on a weekly basis, we can remind it, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. Let it remind you that you serve a God much bigger, that you serve a God bigger than whatever you're going, bigger than pneumonia. How about that? Bigger than pneumonia.
That's right. That's right.
Roger had pneumonia. Whew. Oh, God, you're bigger than pneumonia, bigger than cancer, bigger than broke, bigger than loneliness, bigger than all those things. God, you're bigger. You want to be bigger to us all. You want to be bigger. It says in Psalm 4, it says, there are many who say, who will show us any good? You're not going to get this on the evening news, folks. You know? You're not going to get this kind of hope. You're not going to get this kind of information on the evening news. In this hour, there's not many outside of a household of faith that will give you any joy, any hope in this hour, any peace, that peace is possible. Even Christians that are out there who are fearful and negative. But this community, I'm telling you, this community is different. It has been through so much. We have champions in this room who've experienced the difficult situation and have come out strong, like, you know, like the little Johns. I'm telling you, oh my goodness, to come out strong and to come out and rescue and raise money and out of this whole situation. It's a picture of God's redemptive power. And we have many others in this room that are just pictures of God's redemptive power, champions in these areas. And that's the kind of household I want to be with. That those people that do by faith. Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. Give us that revelation of who you really are and what you can really do. See, it's this hour of revelation. That's what we're, it's not that there's a revealing in the natural of all the negative stuff. Nobody can get away with nothing. Do you know that? Every day it's revealing somebody who was doing something wrong and they're revealing it. Well, there's a spiritual revelation of all the goodness and great things that God are doing. Which one do you want to be connected to? On a continual basis. You know, which one do you want to be connected to? The revelation of Jesus Christ? Oh, that's the one I want to be connected to. Lord, lift up your light of your countenance upon us in this season of light. You have put gladness in our hearts. Hallelujah. Gladness in our hearts in spite of everything that's going on. Everything that's going on. More than in the season that their grain and wine increase. There is an increase for the people of God that I see happening. Increase wisdom, increase grace, increase understanding, increase love, increase revelation of who Jesus Christ really is. It says, I will both lie down in peace and sleep. I have never seen advertisements for more sleep aids in my life. Natural and, you know, people are troubled. People are troubled. They're finding it hard to rest. They're finding it hard to sleep. But when you have your faith lined up with God, it says right there, I will both lie down in peace and sleep. Sleep is so important. My doctor told me sleep is so important to your restorative power. In fact, he says to me, are you sleeping? Are you sleeping every night? I said, yep, I'm sleeping every night. You know, it's good, except I get up early sometimes. I can, you know, but I'm old. But anyway, I mean, sleep is so important. Anybody having problems with sleep, with sleeping? Raise your hand. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Laura, I saw your post. I can't sleep. Well, there's no shame in it, folks. I'm not trying to shame anybody, okay? But, you know, sometimes if you just meditate in that time, maybe sometimes God wants you to get up and meditate on peace be still. Peace be still. Meditate on the Word of God, you know, the promises of God. For you alone, O Lord, make me to dwell in safety. Only God. In this crazy world that we're living in, all this stuff going on, it's only Him that can make you dwell in safety.